This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome one and all to the premiere episode of Body Press Your Luck, the first ever wrestling trivia game show here on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. I am JT Rosero, and joining me as, I guess not always, but soon to be as always, is my co-host, my co-ringmaster, my co-ring leader on this show, Mr. Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you?
No whammies. Stop! Ooh, big money. I've been practicing. I'm doing good.
You're doing all right. And I'm excited for this. This is something I wanted to do for a long time, Jordan. And I think you did too, because I messaged you and I was like, can you talk? And you're like, okay. So I call you and I don't think I had like, it was like Kramer when, you know, it was like, I'm going downtown. Yep. You know, it was like, I barely had the word out of my mouth and you were in for the game show.
Well, at first
podcast.
When you said, can you call me? I thought, well, I haven't officially been fired from PTB yet. So here it comes. And to be pitched a show, I was more than relieved. So. Yeah, definitely excited about this. And I think what's most excited about me is to do a trivia type game show where I don't have to compete is probably the best case scenario for me.
Well, we'll see if that's the case for our contestants. Before we get to that, though, a couple of housekeeping items. Number one, want to thank Todd Weber, the manager of the PTB and Pop Feed, for the wonderful opening theme that you heard as we came in tonight. And, of course, Jeff Jarvis for our beautiful Body Press Your Luck logo. Beyond all that, we also have a third man with us, Jordan. He is our third host. He is going to be pretty quiet, I think, throughout this. He'll be running the timer, keeping score, and also our kind of our backup if one of us is unable to attend the recording, and that is Mr. Andrew Atherton. Andy, how are you?
Thank you, Justin, for welcoming me, Jordan. Thank you. Yes, I am, I guess, what is it, the Secretary of State is third in line succession. but yes,
or like designated survivor, I think.
Yeah, yes. All the PTVN hosts line up. Oh, that's me. Sorry. I'm glad to be here, helping out as my penance for my wonderful performance in last year's trivia contest. So, I wish everybody the best of luck. Wish you guys, this was a great idea. I'm just happy to be part of it and hanging out with you guys.
All right. Awesome. So I think it is time with that to get underway here on Body Press Your Luck. There's gonna be four rounds of games. It'll be three different games every episode, and the fourth one will always be a lightning round. We'll go over the rules of each game and the points allotted as we move forward. We have a tiebreaker in place if needed. The person that has the total highest overall score at the end of the night will be our champion for the evening. Champion will return each episode, as long as they're able to make the taping. That'll be the plan. All that said, why don't we go ahead and bring in our contestants. Our first contestant bears an uncanny resemblance to Chip Gaines, but he's much less successful. His wrestling wisdom and knowledge far outpaces his years, and he is known lovingly as the Mississippi Mud Pie, Mr. Logan Crosley. Logan, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're good, we're good. You excited? You ready to go?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Ready to go.
Okay. Our second contestant is known worldwide for his shitty wrestling takes and blatant Patriots homerism, but we like him anyway. He's as cool as a case of Coors Light and smooth as an amber ale, the Prince of Pennsylvania, Neil Trauma. Neil, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful tonight. I promised myself I was not going to drink before recording this podcast and immediately came home from work and cracked a beer. So let's do it.
Got to keep the gimmick alive, my friend.
Of course. Right.
And finally, our third contestant is a multiple-time PTB Trivia Tournament champion, and despite that, he is somehow married, which may be his greatest accomplishment. While his taste in sports teams is questionable, we don't hold it against him, and he's fighting out of Chicago, Illinois, the co-host of Placement Nation with this ring, Rumblin' Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good. So is this a different title that I'm defending, or is this the same? I'm taking it right out of retirement, or
new title?
I don't know how to.
This is a brand new title.
Brand new lineage. Yes,
it is. But as
so this is the universal title.
Yes. But pretty much as defending PTB Trivia Tournament champion, we had to offer you the first slot here on Body Press Your Luck. Okay. All that said, we're going to kick things off with round number one. Don't you know? have discussed, we are going to randomize the order. So there'll be no pre-assignment of questions. It can be no questioning of who got what. The random order for round one will be Ryan Everett, number one. Neil Trauma, number two. Logan Crossland will go third. So I'm going to turn things over to my host, co-host Jordan Duncan, to kick off round one.
All right, guys. So here's how it's going to work. Rather than having everyone shout over each other, each of you are going to get a turn. You're going to get 60 seconds. And for this game, which is called He's Not a Survivor, you have a total of 10 names I'm going to give you. We'll start with Ryan, then we'll go to Neil, then we'll go to Logan. I'm going to name a wrestler who competed on a Survivor Series and did not win. I'm going to tell you what year he competed, and you have to tell us who eliminated him. Any questions?
No.
All right. It sounds pretty simple. So I'll tell you the name of the wrestler and the year. You tell me who eliminated him. Now, if you guess incorrectly, I'll say incorrect and move on to the next one. If you're not sure, you can pass because you have 60 seconds. We'll go through all 10, and if you have time left over, we'll go back until we hear Andy's beautiful melodic voice shout out time in the distance.
And Jordan, I think to really mix it up, I don't think you should tell him if it's right or wrong till the end. So you just keep, you know, let him give the answer and then you move on. How about that?
So when they give an answer, I'll just move on to the next one. Okay.
We'll do that.
So either give an answer or just say pass.
Pass.
But one answer will be, the first answer you give will be the answer that we will go with. So even if you say the incorrect answer and then realize 2 seconds later, sorry, you're 2 seconds too late. So since we picked Ryan to go first by the randomizer, and I will say it's odd that Justin randomized this because on my sheet I have written down Ryan, Neil, Logan in that order.
Yeah.
So Ryan, as the defending champion and possibly the first champion of Body Press Your Luck, are you ready to play?
Yeah. So I answer, you give me 10 in a row.
I'll give you one. You give an answer. Once you give an answer, I'll move on to the next one.
I think he just means his 10 are in a row. You're not going to jump back and forth.
You're 10. Yeah, okay. The other guys are going to get their own set of 10 people.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
Okay, we'll wait for Andy to give us a cue to start going, and I will give you, again, the wrestler's name and the year. You tell us who eliminated them.
All right, I got my timer is ready, whenever you are.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Ryan, Ron Bass, 1987.
Pass.
Coco Beware, 1988.
Akeem.
Dusty Rhodes, 1990.
Undertaker.
The Big Boss Man, 1991.
IRS.
Tatanka, 1994.
Lex Luger.
The British Bulldog, 1996.
Doug Furness.
D'Lo Brown, 1997.
Ken Shamrock.
The Big Show, 2001.
Shane McMahon.
Rob Van Dam, 2004.
Pass.
Time.
Okay.
All right. Very good, Ryan. Let's see how we did here. Ron Bass, 1987, was eliminated by Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He passed that one, did not get it. Coco Beware, 1988, was eliminated by the Big Boss Man, not Akeem. Dusty Rhodes, in 1990, was eliminated by The Undertaker. Big Boss Man, in 91, was eliminated by IRS. Tatanka, 94, was indeed Lex Luger. British Bulldog, 1996, was Phil LaFon, not Doug Price.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Yep. D'Lo Brown, 97, was Ken Shamrock. Big Show, 01, was Shane McMahon. And the other two you did not get to. So 5 points for you in this round one.
Not bad off the off the start. So 5 out of 10.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on to Neil. Neil, are you familiar with the rules? Do you need any refreshers?
I'm good to go.
Do you need any refreshments?
I will need them after this
round. We'll see how he goes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Andy, are we ready?
I am ready when you are.
All right, I'll give us a 3, 2, 1, and then you hit that clock. Yep. 3, 2, 1, Ken Patera, 1987.
Bad News Brown.
Greg the Hammer Valentine, 1989.
Pass.
The Big Boss Man, 1990.
Dusty Rhodes.
Rick Martel, 1993.
Marty Jannetty.
Dean Douglas, 1995.
Shawn Michaels.
Goldust, 1996.
Rocky Maivia.
Steve Blackman, 1999.
Oh, God. the British Bulldog.
Nathan Jones, 2003.
Jesus Christ, pass.
Maven, 2004.
Randy Orton.
Sabu, 2006.
Pass.
All right, back to Greg Valentine,
1989.
Whoa.
All right, I almost was...
I legit may have got zero of those correct.
No, you did okay. You actually did okay. Right. Yeah, I was all prepared to say your trivia skills are as shitty as your wrestling takes, but you did all right. Ken Patera, 1987, was limited by King Kong Bundy. Greg Valentine, 1989, was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Big Boss Man, 1990, Earthquake. Rick Martel, 93, was 123 Kid. So you got all those wrong, but you got on a little hot streak here. Dean Douglas, 95, was indeed Shawn Michaels. Goldust, 96, was Rocky Maivia. And Steve Blackman, 1999, was the British Bulldog. Nathan Jones, 2003, was Kurt Angle. Maven, 2004, was Triple H. And Sabu, 06, was The Big Show. So 3 points, not too bad, only two off. And there's going to be plenty of opportunity for points to come, Neil. So you put yourself
if,
at least...
If you had offered me $100 to tell you if Nathan Jones participated in the Survivor Series, I would not have got $100, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, look, you know, this is real trivia. This isn't, you know, brain buster. No, I mean, this isn't somewhere you're going to... You're going to be challenged here on this show. All right, Jordan, who's our last competitor here?
Our last competitor is the Mississippi Mud Pie himself, Logan. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we are out of time of it, so you'll need to answer slightly quicker than that.
Well, look, in fairness, you kind of left with a hang. I mean, it sounded like you were going to say more on that sentence, Jordan.
Oh, in his defense. Are you ready to play? He's not a survivor.
Yes.
Okay, much better.
I'm very
much
defensive better. About my Mississippi Mud Pie, just so you know.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. All right, again, 10 names. Feel free to pass if you want. If you give an answer, we'll move on to the next one. And you've got 10 to get through. Andy, as always, tell us when you are ready with the clock, and I will give us a 3-2-1 countdown.
I am ready.
All right, Logan, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, 3-2-1. Harley Race, 1988.
Pass.
Haku, 1989.
Randy Savage.
Shawn Michaels, 1991.
Pass.
Rick Steiner, 1993.
Yokozuna.
Yokozuna, 1995.
The Undertaker.
Mark Mero, 1997.
Pass.
China, 2000.
Pass.
Booker T, 2003.
Chris Jericho.
Rey Mysterio, 2005.
Shawn Michaels.
Time.
Oh, Logan. Harley Race, 1988. Limited by Tito Santana. Haku from 1989 was eliminated by Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, 1991, eliminated by Brian Knobbs. Rick Steiner, 93, was Ludwig Borga. Yokozuna, 95, eliminated by Ahmed Johnson. Mark Mero, 1997, eliminated by Doug Furness. Furness, I'm a fan, working hard on this game here. China 2000 was eliminated by Perry Saturn. Booker T, 2003, eliminated by Mark Henry. And your sole correct answer, Rey Mysterio, 2005, eliminated by Shawn Michaels. And you did not get to the 10th one. So, after round number one, first place is Ryan Everett with 5 points. Second place, Neil Trauma with 3, and bringing up the rear is the Mississippi Mud Pie with 1. But as we said,
plenty of time,
plenty of opportunity for sure. Before we get to round number 2, Jordan, just want to talk real quick about the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Feed, Place to Be Podcast, and Mothership at PTBN. That's me, Scott Griscolo, take you chronologically through the history of WWE every other week. Also with Scott, PTBN main event, him, brother Nate Milton, and Steve Willey break down all the current events in the world of wrestling, plus some classic pay-per-view reviews in there as well. On Wrestling Warzone, myself and Chad Campbell relive the iconic Monday Night Wars podcast retrospective series. Row 1, Seat 1 is an interesting look inside the world of small-town wrestling and beyond, with host Ben Zanny bringing in a variety of guests each and every week. Talking WCW heads to Center Stage Theater with Tim Capel, Greg Phillips, and Jennifer Smith pay tribute to the legendary promotion from the Dirty South. And Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jennifer Smith joins myself and John D'Amato trekking through the land of extreme with a chronological look at the history of ECW, plus regular podcasts like our WWE pay-per-view reaction shows, semi-regular shows like Jenny and the Gems, No Holds Barred, and Jeff Learns Wrestling. All of that and more on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed. Subscribe today.
All right.
Okay, what do you say we head over to round number two, everyone?
I think that sounds great. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
When will John D'Amato dance atop the ECW arena? Are we going to get that in a future podcast?
As soon as Kimona shows up.
All right. He'll be working with her. All right, already the show goes on all night.
Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they were... Okay, here we go. Round number two is called Name That Match. Each of you will have one match. We'll give you clues one by one. No time limit. And you can take a shot at naming the match after any of the clues, but if you get it wrong, you are done. You get one shot. The clues will get easier as we go, and the points will get less. So the first clue is the most vague, but if you get it right, you get 7 points. The second clue, a little less vague, we're at 6 points. So there'll be 7 clues in all. The points cascade from 7 to 1. Everyone clear on the objective?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
You have to name the match and the show it occurred on. Could be pay-per-view, could be TV.
You don't need to name the winner, anything like that, just right. The match itself.
And if it is a TV match, we will allow month and year. We're not going to expect like the exact date of the TV match, okay? So month and year is fine. For pay-per-view, we expect the year and the name of the pay-per-view. All right, I've done my randomizer. Neil Trauma is up first. Neil, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so you just tell me next clue, or you give an answer when ready, okay?
Okay, and it's one match. That's the whole round, or are there multiple matches?
One match each. That's it.
Okay.
So this is your one shot for points in this round.
Possibility of 7 points if you get it after the first clue, but that's taking a big risk.
Yes. You're going to be Logan and be pretty desperate to do that. All right, here we go, Neil. Clue number one, Attitude Era.
I have to tell you, I'm not guessing.
Yes, you can say clue number two or give me an answer. Yeah. That's how it works.
Clue number two.
Okay. Intercontinental title match.
Keep going.
No title change.
Keep going.
China is involved.
Keep going.
A classic rivalry.
Keep going.
Best of three falls.
Keep going.
Your final clue for 1 point, a time limit draw.
Rock Triple H, Fully Loaded 98.
Yes. Very good. Get your point. Yeah. Now, did you know it at any point until then, or did the time limit draw?
Just the second. When you said China was involved, I figured Rock Triple H, but it hadn't been narrowed down enough.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember if the SummerSlam match was who went into that as champ.
Yep.
And then, you know.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, take this 8 point. Is nothing wrong with
a
that?
Point's a point.
It's like kicking a field goal.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, kicking a field goal. And it took the points. Yep. All right. Up next in the randomizer is Ryan Everett. Ryan, you know when you're ready, my friend.
All right, let's go.
All right. Clue number one, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, next clue.
Clue number two, Jimmy Hart, ringside.
Next clue.
Sherry Martel involved.
Next clue.
Best friend heel turn.
Next clue.
Mr. T.
Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair, Halloween Havoc, 1994.
Good job. You got it. Three points for Ryan Everett. Nice job. So same question to you, Ryan. Were you onto that at all until that point?
I was totally off. I was thinking WWF, and then Mr. T is what was the, I was able to make me think about Sherry and Jimmy Hart being involved.
All right, very good. I originally had sent you.
Can I just chime in? I picked that damn match in the Halloween Havoc. I
couldn't get that. He would have got that. I clue what number one.
BlameRandom.org. BlameRandom.org. I had sent you a Sherry written as a clue, and then I'm like, oh, that might give it away too much. Changes to yep. Sherry Martel. Yep. All right. Here we go, Logan. Are you ready? You need some points here, so keep that in mind, okay?
Yes.
All right. Good. Here we go. Clue number one. Late 2000s WWE.
Next clue.
PW Insider's Match of the Year.
Next clue.
A Monday Night Raw title match.
Next clue.
A Hall of Fame challenger.
Miz versus Jerry Lawler 2010 Raw?
No. Ah. But that was a really good guess, like given those criteria. Yep.
Was it Flair, Miz?
Nope, it was John Cena versus Shawn Michaels from Monday Night Raw, April of 2007.
To do worse than Josh Richter.
So the remaining clues were WrestleMania rematch would have been your next one, and then draw, and then London, which would have obviously given it away, okay. But...
You said late 2000, so I figured it was, you know, something crazy like that. So, but yeah.
All right. Very good. So after two rounds, we have Neil Trauma is at 4 points, Ryan Everett at 8, and Logan, you are at 1. Jordan.
Still on the board, though.
Yeah, he's still on the board. He's checking in. Yeah. Still plenty of time. We're telling you, there's a bonanza of points potentially coming. So, Jordan, you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right. You want to tell us what's going on in the PlayStation Pop feed?
You said plenty of time. Speaking of plenty of things, there is plenty of great content on our Pop feed, including, I think, perhaps one of the anchors of the Pop feed, the Hard Traveling Fanboys, the longest running weekly episodic comic podcast in all of Place to Be Nation, with the hosts Greg Phillips and Nick Duke. Of course, there's also DC For You, which is an in-depth look at the world of DC comics with Russell Sellers and Todd Weber. I believe Russell just got engaged, so congratulations
to
him.
It was a fake out.
Oh, okay.
You gotta read the post. I thought the same thing, and then I read it again. It was a fake out post.
I'm far too busy to read posts.
I know. Look, he's looking for it. You know,
so it's kind of a joke, which leads us to our next show, which is Laughing Theater, a live watch comedy movie podcast hosted by Andy Etherton, who talks a lot more on that show than he does on this one. We also got the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast, where Kevin and Mary, who are brother and sister, are reliving The Office episode by episode. They do two episodes a week. The last episode, Mary is on vacation, and their brother, whose name I can't remember, was on. They are just about done with season 3 on that show.
Love that show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. It's a good listen. Yeah. We've got the Great Debate podcast, where, again, Andy leads a panel through a series of arguments on topics far and wide, and I think I've been on half the episodes so far.
Yes, you are the most seasoned guest on Great Debate.
Yeah. Just be careful, because that's how main event started, too, and then he disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a selling point or a curse. But we've got some shows that I'm not on as much, like the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, which gives us all the Glenn that we really want, his family, his friends, and really it's just about Glenn, and that should sell you enough. Oh, yeah. We got This Week in the NFL, which honestly I think is maybe my favorite sports podcast, not just a place to be, but of any podcast that I listen to, with the Cowboy, Roger Morissette, and John D'Amato give us recaps of the previous week and preview the week to come for the NFL and give us their predictions. Very good. Another very good sports podcast is the NBA Team Podcast with Adam Murray and Andrew Reich, covering all things NBA. We've got the Year in Pop, the deep dive into pop culture year by year with Andy, Scott, Dr. G, and John D'Amato. There's Diamond Conversations, where host Chad B brings in guests from in and around the baseball world for all kinds of in-depth conversations. The Sunday Groove podcast for music lovers, hosted by David Sunday. The PTBN E-Ticket Attraction, which is our theme park-focused podcast, led by Jason Sherman. Happy late birthday to Jason. And we've got topical podcasts and pod blasts like Pop Goes to the Movies, Pop Goes to the Classics, Pop Goes to the Couches for your Netflix binges, for your movies, summer blockbusters, and anything that seems to be getting all kinds of buzz. We like to talk about it as well. There's a lot to listen to out there, and a lot of it's good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you, Jordan. And in the interest of fairness, it has been brought to our attention, Logan, that you may have been given kind of a short shrift on that one, because that was actually a non-title match that did not go to a draw. It just went the hour. So if my ruling, and if Andy, if you back it up, and if Ryan and Neil are amenable, I'd like to award where we went wrong would have been 5 points, which seems a little hefty. But I'll go three for you, Logan, as a make good. Would you be okay with that?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Everyone good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Neil, Ryan, you're good?
Yeah, I feel like being a dick and saying no, but you know, I'm not gonna be that guy.
Yeah. All right. Episode one, I already fucked up the trivia, so there we go. Sorry, Logan. You know I love you. And kudos to Ryan for bringing it to our attention. So he's earning some karma. Okay. With that all said, it is time for round number three. I'm going to hit the randomizer, and then Jordan will explain the rules to us. So here we go. All right. So we are going Neil, number one. Logan, number two. Ryan, number three this round.
All right, guys, this round is called You Down With PPV?
Yeah, you know me.
All right, I was hoping somebody would get that. All right, so this one's fairly simple. It's similar to the first round, where I'm going to give you guys a list. You give an answer. I'm going to name a match, and you will name the pay-per-view it occurred on. We need the full show name and the year that it took place. 1 point for correct answer. Of course, there's a possibility of getting 10 right. I will tell you who was in the match and who won the match. Not much else. You just tell us the show name and the year that it took place. Any questions?
Nah, let's let it roll. Let's let it roll.
All right. Sounds great. All right, Neil, we are going to start with you. We will again give you the same amount of time. I believe we get 1 minute on the clock for this one. And again, you can pass if you don't have anything coming to your brain, and we will just skip it and come back if we have the time. So, Andy, are we ready with our clock?
We are ready.
Okay. Then for our first round ever of Down With PPV, Neil Trauma, we will start in 3, 2, 1. First question, Test beats Shane McMahon. Name the pay-per-view.
SummerSlam 99.
Jake the Snake Roberts beats Bad News Brown.
SummerSlam 90.
Cactus Jack and Kevin Sullivan defeat the Nasty Boys.
Pass.
Big Show and Kane defeat Cade and Murdoch for the tag team titles.
New Year's Revolution 2005.
Lex Luger beat Stan Hansen for the United States title.
Pass.
Kidman defeats X-Pac.
Pass.
Kane defeats The Undertaker in a Buried Alive match.
Pass.
The Outsiders beat Conan and Rey Mysterio in a hair versus mask match.
Time.
And timer's up.
Okay. All right. Just like the Patriots in 2007-8, you started hot and you hit the bed in the end. All right, Neil. Test beat Shane McMahon at SummerSlam 1999. Jake Roberts beat Bad News Brown at SummerSlam 1990. Cactus Jack and Kevin Sullivan beat the Nasty Boys at Slamboree 1994. Big Show and Kane beat Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch for the tag team titles at Taboo Tuesday 2005. Luger beat Hansen for the U.S. title at Starrcade 1990. Kidman beat X-Pac Invasion 2001. Kane defeats Undertaker in a Buried Alive match at Bragging Rights 2010. Outsiders beat Conan and Ray in a hair versus mask at Super Brawl 9. And the last two you did not get to, so that is 2 points total for you in this round, Neil.
See, I don't think that's fair because I think everyone has blocked out that Undertaker feud of 2010 and 2009.
Not gonna lie, as I read that and looked at when that happened, I'm like, in my brain, I'm thinking they had a match in 2010.
Oh, they had a whole good fucking feud in 2010. Well, yeah.
I immediately thought of the Survivor Series one, but that was with Vince. Only correct. Kane was the one who threw the dirt on Undertaker. But man,
all right, Logan.
Too bad. All right, Logan, you got the bonus of getting some free points in the last round, so the opportunity is there. Are you ready to capitalize?
I'm going to do my best.
All right, here we go.
Seeing your excitement, Logan.
Brimming with confidence. We like it. All right, Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Big Boss Man defeats Akeem.
WrestleMania 6.
Tatanka beats Lex Luger.
SummerSlam 94.
Ric Flair and Arn Anderson defeat Kevin Green and Mongo McMichael.
Great American Bash 95.
Steven Regal fights X-Pac to a double countout.
Survivor Series 98.
Charlie Norris beats Big Sky.
Pass.
Chris Nowinski and Rodney Mack defeat the Dudley Boys.
Bad Blood 03.
The New Day retain their tag team titles over the Vaude Villains.
Pass.
Taz beats Bam Bam Bigelow for the FTW title.
Pass.
Adam Cole defeats Michael Elgin and Jay Briscoe for the world title.
Final Battle 2006. Or 2007.
God. All right. Nice job, Logan. You did
better
okay.
Showing.
Yeah. Heating up. Big Boss Man defeated Akeem at WrestleMania 6. Tatanka beat Lex Luger at SummerSlam 1994. Ric Flair and Arn Anderson beat Kevin Green and Mongo McMichael at Great American Bash 96, not 95. So close on that one.
Oh, man.
He was doing well.
Steven Regal and X-Pac wrestled to a double countout at Survivor Series 98, the Deadly Game. Charlie Norris beat Big Sky. That was Fall Brawl 1993.
We should have given him 10 points if he got that one right.
It's my favorite pay-per-view matches of all time. Nice job here. Chris Nowinski and Rodney Mack.
I would never guess that one. Ever.
It's a classic contest. Chris Nowinski and Rodney Mack defeated the Dudley Boys at Bad Blood 2003. So you got that one. New Day retains their tag titles of the Vaude Villains at Extreme Rules 2016. Taz beat Bam Bam Bigelow for the FTW title at Heat Wave 98. Adam Cole defeated Michael Elgin and Jay Briscoe for the Ring of Honor world title at Final Battle 2013. Not 2006.
That Final Battle just got the wrong year.
And the last one you get to.
He did say 06 and 07. If you add them up, that's 13.
If we did half points.
Some of that correct. Southern math, yeah. The last question you did not get to, which is sad because it was my favorite one, so we didn't get to use it. Unfortunately, we'll save it for a future one. So you got 4 points, Logan. Nice job. Andy, I'm going to need like total scores at some point in here. Oh, no, you've got it going for me. Look at this. Yeah. What a fucking guy. All right. Turn it back to Jordan for Ryan.
All right, Ryan, looking to build on his lead. Are you ready? Are you familiar? You have any questions?
No, I think I got it.
All right. That's a pretty straightforward game. Okay. Andy, are you good to go?
I'm good to go, Jordan.
All right. Then 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Roman Reigns defeats The Undertaker.
WrestleMania 33.
Mark Henry beats Jerry Lawler.
In Your House. Mind Games, 1996.
Fabulous Moolah beats Ivory for the women's title.
No Mercy, 1999.
Tito Santana and Paul Orndorff wrestle to a double countout.
Wrestle Classic.
Shane Douglas beats General Rection in a First Blood match.
Oh, Jesus. Late WCW, Halloween Havoc 2000.
The Young Bucks defeat the Lucha Brothers in a ladder match.
AEW All In 2019.
Kane beats Viscera.
Ooh, okay. All right. Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker, WrestleMania 33. Mark Henry defeats Jerry Lawler at Mind Games 96. Fabulous Moolah beats Ivory for the women's title at No Mercy 1999. Santana and Orndorff go to a double countout at the Wrestling Classic. Shane Douglas defeats General Rection in a First Blood match at Sin 2001. And the Young Bucks defeat the Lucha Brothers in a ladder match at Double or Nothing 2019. The final four you do not get to. That is four total points for you, Ryan.
Not bad.
Good enough to pad your lead because you currently have 12 points going into the lightning round. Neil Trauma, you are at 6 points. Logan Crossland at 8. So we have a close enough when you hear the point possibilities in the lightning round to know that everyone is in the game. Speaking of everyone being in the game, don't forget to check out PlayStation.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing you articles from topics in the worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including the SmackDown and Fox Report this week in WWE, Paulie's Perspective, Jason's DVD Deep Dive, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion, and of course, plenty of veteran columns as well, like Glenn Butler's weekly Walk Around the Web, College Football Campus Hot Takes, Logan, that's you and Scott Criscullo each and every Tuesday. And of course, we have a brand new podcast feed in our family. Jennifer Smith has the Jenny Position found on Podbean, iTunes, and your favorite podcatcher app, the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out Drive-In, Telling Stories, and more. If you're doing any online shopping, be sure to click PlayStation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon to do your shopping and gives a little kickback to us here at PTBN. And finally, be sure to get in your ballots. The GWWE Pay-Per-View and TV Match Ever Project ballots are available now and open until December 31st. For full information and list of nominees, bigelow34.proboards.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. All that is in the books. Is everybody ready for the Iron Man round, our lightning round to close out the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. We will go with the randomizer yet again. We will be going with Logan Crossland first, Ryan Everett second, and Neil Trauma third. Very simple, gentlemen. For those that have heard our Place to Be podcast trivia tournaments, you're going to get 10 questions. You have 90 seconds. As we've done all night, you can pass. If you give one wrong answer, that question is out. Of the 10, there are 3 easy, 3 medium, 3 hard, 1 very hard. Points are according. Easy is worth 1, medium worth 2, hard worth 3, very hard worth 5. The one question is worth 5. I shouldn't have to explain game show logic to you all, but for those in behind, I would recommend not wasting a lot of time early and focusing on those big bonanza points at the end. So that all
possibility
said,
of 23 points if you ace this round.
Yes, so lots of points on the board. No one is out of this yet. Any questions? Oh. Okay, 90 seconds. So you're a little bit more time than we've had, but the questions are a little more complex. Okay, who did I say was first? Logan, are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right, Andy, why don't we start the timer after I finish reading the first question to give a little extra time for these.
You got it.
Okay, here we go. Starting with the first easy question. Who were the announcers on the final episode of WCW Monday Nitro?
Tony Schiavone and Mark Madden.
What was the first ever match in Saturday Night's main event history?
Pass.
Who did Tito Santana win the first tag team titles with? His first tag team titles, WWE.
Rick Martel.
Who eliminated Jerry Lawler in his first ever Royal Rumble in 1993?
Ric Flair.
At what combined weight were Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire announced at their WrestleMania 6 match?
6
Who comprised the Smoky Mountain Wrestling tag team known as the Thrill Seekers?
Lance Storm and Chris Jericho.
Who ended Booker T's second WCW World Title reign on 9/25/2000?
Jeff Jarrett.
Name the two wrestlers that won the New Japan G1 Climax while also being the IWGP Heavyweight Title champion.
Okada and Tanahashi.
Who did Rick Martel wrestle in the 7/13/98 Nitro, the final match of his career?
Booker T.
Which former wrestling magazine writer was the first ever ECW color commentator?
Pass.
What was the first ever match in Saturday Night's main event history?
Pass.
At what combined weight were Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire announced at WrestleMania 6?
Time.
450 pounds.
All right. Here we go. Jordan, you want to read the answers for us?
Sure. The first announcers of the final of the announcers of the final episode of WCW Nitro was Tony Schiavone and Scott Hudson. The first ever match of Saturday night's main event in history was the U.S. Express and Ricky Steamboat versus Nikolai Volkoff, the Iron Sheik, and George the Animal Steel. Tito Santana won his first WWF Tag Team title with Ivan Putski. Jerry Lawler was eliminated from his first Royal Rumble appearance by Mr. Perfect. You almost got this one. It came pretty close to this one. I think it was just a guess, but the combined weight of Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire in WrestleMania 6 was 465 pounds.
I think it was 565, I believe.
Yeah,
not
much
465.
Incredulous Jesse Ventura. The thrill seekers were Chris Jericho and Lance Storm. You did get that one correct. Booker T's second WCW title reign was ended by Vince Russo. The two wrestlers who were the IWGP heavyweight champion while winning the G1 Climax were Keiji Muto and Kensuke Sasaki. Rick Martel's final match of his career was not with Booker T. It was with Stevie Ray. And the first ever ECW color commentator was Stately Wayne Manor. So we've got 2 points total for Logan.
Okay. So Logan, it was a good run, but yeah.
That was rough.
You were valiant. You were, I guess,
but you
actually,
could still finish second.
Yes, you could finish second, which would make you potential replacement if our winner can't make the final. All right, here we go. So our second up is Ryan Everett. Ryan, you come into the round with, I believe it was 12 points total, right?
Yes. And I know Sapphire's 2.5.
I couldn't. I was a giddy writing that question out. Okay. Here we go, Ryan. You good with the rules? You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Andy, when I finish the first question.
Got it.
First easy question is, which Coca-Cola brand soft drink was famously a sponsor of WCW Nitro in 2000?
Surge.
Which former female wrestler used the signature move, the Glam Slam?
Beth Phoenix.
The first title to ever change hands at a WrestleMania?
Tag team titles.
Where was Jake the Snake Roberts billed from in his WWF tenure?
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Who defeated Lex Luger at Halloween Havoc 1990?
Stan Hansen.
What relation is Kendall Windham to Bo Dallas?
His uncle.
Who did AJ Styles defeat to become the first Ring of Honor pure wrestling champion?
Bryan Danielson.
Who were the first two men eliminated simultaneously by Bill Frelick in the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal?
Pass.
Who was the first draft pick for SmackDown in the 2004 draft?
Triple A.
Who did the Destruction Crew defeat to win the 1989 AWA Tag Team Title Tournament?
Pass.
Who were the first two men eliminated simultaneously by Bill Frelick in the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal?
Pedro Morales and King Tonga.
Who did the Destruction Crew defeat to win the 1989 AWA Tag Team Title Tournament?
Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond.
All right, that is all 10 answered under the gun.
10 seconds to spare.
Jordan, why don't you go ahead and read us the answers?
Sure. So we got all 10 in there. Surge was the famous soft drink sponsoring WCW Nitro in 2000. The former female wrestler who used the Glam Slam was Beth Phoenix. First title to ever change hands at WrestleMania was the tag team titles. Jake the Snake Roberts was billed from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Lex Luger defeated Stan Hansen did defeat Lex Luger at Halloween Havoc 1990. When in a previous round, we learned that Lex got his win back at a later pay-per-view. Kendall Windham is the uncle of Bo Dallas. You're doing pretty good there. And then things got a little tough here.
Yeah.
AJ Styles defeated CM Punk to become the first ROH pure wrestling champion. Bill Frelick eliminated King Tonga and Jim Covert, who I believe he was one of the NFL representatives,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, he was a bear.
Yeah. Now, you went with Triple H for the first draft pick of SmackDown 2004 draft. Pretty similar career. It was Rene Dupree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're basically the same guy.
Equally as roided up, yes.
Yes. And the Destruction Crew defeated Paul Diamond and Greg Gagne to win the 1989 AWA Tag Team title.
There were the two guys left in AWA.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. All right, so 9 points total there.
9 points total, and that brings you to a total of 21 points, Ryan. So, Neil, you are well within reach here, buddy. You are at 6. You need 15. You got 23 available, though. So there are plenty on the board for you, okay?
Yes, much like the Patriots against the Falcons. I'm making my comeback. Right, here we
go. Fair dinkum. Okay. Any questions about the rules, or are you good to go?
Let's do it.
Okay. Andy, want to finish the first question? Here we go. First easy question is, what city and state was Sabu billed from in ECW?
Detroit, Michigan.
Who was the guest referee in the main event of Starrcade 1984?
Pass.
What is Brutus Beefcake's real name?
Ed Leslie.
In which WCW pay-per-view did Saturn win Freedom for the Flock?
Halloween Havoc 97.
Who were the first two competitors to enter the 2002 Royal Rumble?
Rikishi and Goldust.
Who won the opening bout in the last ever WCW Starrcade pay-per-view?
Pass.
What was the name of Three Count's first single?
Damn it, pass.
What was the name of Hulk Hogan's character on Thunder in Paradise?
Pass.
How many total falls occurred in the Triple H Rock Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000?
9.
What was the main event of the first episode of TNA Impact on Spike TV?
AJ Styles versus Jeff Jarrett.
Who was the guest referee in the main event of Starrcade 84?
Jack Briscoe.
Who won the opening bout in the last ever Starrcade pay-per-view?
Chronic.
What was the name of Three Count's first single?
One of us is going to go to WWF and be a superhero.
What was the name of Hulk Hogan's character on Thunder in Paradise?
I can't even come up with a sarcastic answer for that.
Okay. So, unlike the Patriots against the Falcons, you were more like the 93 Bills against the Cowboys, dominated from start to finish. City and state Sabu was built from was Bombay, Michigan, not Detroit, Michigan. Who
damn
was
it.
The guest referee at Starrcade 84 was Smokin' Joe Frazier. Ed Leslie is Brutus. I'm sorry, Jordan. I'm taking your gimmick. Go ahead. I'm so used to do this at Place to Be tournaments, giving the answers.
You're good. I got to say, it's kind of funny. Justin and I wrote these questions on our own, but you'll see a nice little string put together here in a second. Ed Leslie is Brutus Beefcake's real name. You did get that one right. Saturn won Freedom for the Flock at Fall Brawl 1998. You did get the first two competitors of the Royal Rumble 2002. It was Rikishi and Goldust. The winners of the last ever opening bout on a WCW Starrcade pay-per-view was Three Count. And Three Count's first single was called Can't Get You Out of My Heart. And, of course, you went with a joke answer and said, one of us will go to WWF and become a superhero. Hulk Hogan's character name on Thunder in Paradise was TJ Hurricane Spencer. There was 11 total falls in the Triple H Rock Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000, so that was close. And the first main event of TNA Impact on Spike TV was Rhino versus Jeff Hardy, a true classic.
So 3 points total for you, Neil. And no overtime is needed here tonight because our final scoreboard reads Neil Trauma with 9 points, Logan Crosland with 10, and Ryan Everett has won the evening with 21 points. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. Whenever me and talent do the reason, everybody hands go up. Hey, showtime. So, Ryan, we will have you back on our next monthly episode, if that's okay?
Yeah, should do work.
Okay.
Great, congrats.
Logan, any final thoughts, parting?
Had a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
We Neil? Appreciate you coming.
Justin, I hope you enjoyed the fact that in addition to my shitty opinions, I give shitty trivia answers.
I do, my friend, I do. Ryan, any words from the winner's circle?
No, just... listen to With This Ring.
Oh, he's plugging, man. No bragging. Yeah, he's plugging.
There you go.
Love it.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Jordan, I had a lot of fun. How about you?
Yeah, I had a great time. I think it's cool. We established a nice clean-cut babyface champion right out the gate in Ryan. you know, he had the opportunity to really bury his opponents with that promo, and he just, you know, he took the high road, which is not what I would have done.
Okay, we'll find some good heel competitors for him. Andy, thank you, as always, for filling in the booth here.
You're welcome.
Right, very good. So we'll be back. This will be a monthly show. As right now, that's the plan. This was our November episode, hence the Survivor Series themed round. And next month, Jordan, will be our December Christmas episode. So we'll be some holiday-themed rounds, I'm sure.
probably something having to do with the Godfather's ho ho ho's.
Nate Milton, perhaps. So, all right. So that said, for all of our competitors, for Andy Atherton and Jordan Duncan, I'm JT Rosero. Everyone, enjoy your nights. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you next month here from Body Press Your Luck, where we separate the main eventers from the jobbers. Everyone take care.